On one of the Food Network shows, there is a game with a list of undesirable ingredients that the contestants are required to use in their dishes. The host will ask the contestants which one they would not like to use. The contestant then picks one. For example, they would prefer to not have to use black licorice in their dish. The game begins where a ball is thrown to choose the random ingredients, and more often than not, the ball lands on the undesirable ingredient, and that ingredient must be used, most likely the black licorice or whatever another undesirable ingredient is. They focused on the one they didn't want, and in focusing on not wanting it, it became the chosen and required ingredient. The point here is that where focus goes, energy flows. Whatever you're focusing on will always grow, and this applies to both good and bad. Whatever you continuously focus on is going to grow. If you focus on feeling fearful and anxious, you are going to attract more fear and anxiety. If your life isn't where you want it to be and you keep focusing on all of the reasons why you can't change, you're going to stay exactly where you are and never be willing and able to move forward. But if you start focusing on all of the things that you are grateful for, your lens of gratitude will keep expanding. If you focus on the things you can do, ways of taking action and creating new habits for success, then that is what will grow. Whatever stories we tell ourselves create a narrative for our everyday lives. Our mind has the power to take us down chaotic paths where we feel out of control and powerless. In turn, time passes by and we get caught in that vicious cycle of believing everything the mind tells us. It's an exhausting and powerless way to live. Our brains are naturally designed to think the worst. When we encounter uncertainty or unpredictability, we view it as danger. That's because since the beginning of time, humans have had to self-preserve in order to stay alive. We tend to go with better safe than sorry thinking, which provides us with a nice, cozy way of thinking, but also keep in mind that nothing ventured, nothing gained applies here also. You have the power to change the narrative in your mind. It's not about being reckless, but about being intentional. The first step is cultivating a grateful heart. The Bible tells us in all things give thanks, even when we don't want to. It's an exercise for your brain. We must consistently exercise our brain and thoughts, or they will go off on their own and wreak havoc. The next step is becoming hyper-focused about what you want. What are your goals? If you don't know, everyone else around you will steal your time and energy, which will ensure you never accomplish anything that you want. Write down what you want and start taking steps toward that goal. Remember, again, where focus goes, energy flows. This isn't a one-time thing. This is a constant, ongoing process. It's plain old hard work, but what's the alternative? Living a life where every day is a struggle and you have no direction? Change your focus and your life will change. Get up every day with a clear vision of what you want to accomplish. There will be many, many thoughts that creep in and tell you, "What's the point? It's not worth it." Or you will never get to where you want to be, so give up now. When you have those intrusive thoughts, view them as your sign to create a new story in your mind. You have an opportunity every day to create a new narrative, one that is filled with peace and power. Stop expending all of your energy on things you don't want and focus on everything that will lead you to live a fulfilled and peaceful life. Expend your energy in a meaningful way instead of merely going through the motions. I'd love to hear from you how you are changing your focus and creating a new narrative in your life, which will allow you to experience greater success. Please reach out to me on Instagram at the Jenny Jacobs, and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast.